What do you do when you're watching a really historic moment on television? In this case, the rescue of the Chilean miners who were trapped underground for 69 days. What do you do when you're watching that and you see the first man come out, and then the second, and the third, and the fourth? If you're local Beausejour resident Colin Graves, you write a song about it. Colin wrote a song called One Man Out, and then he recorded that song, and now he's sharing it with everyone. Well, I had to invite Colin to come by the studio and have a chat with me. Let me ask you about what inspired this. You must have been watching the news coverage, and maybe you're like me. I didn't expect it to come on. I was just flipping the channels and relaxing.
Right.
And then I see this live coverage from Chile. I thought, oh, what's going on? Are they getting these guys out finally? And sure enough, I happened to be watching live while the first guy was coming out of this thing.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. And I guess, do you have a similar experience?
Yeah, my wife and I were watching it. It impressed on me when the first miner came out up the rescue chute there. Such a inspirational moment, I guess. It was such a joyous occasion. Like, it was so inspirational, you know.
Yeah. I was watching, and as I was seeing this, I was thinking about how many people worked together to pull these guys out.
Right.
They did something that was impossible a few years ago.
Yeah.
Of course, you being slightly different from most of us, you didn't just run off and tell your wife, hey, come watch this. You said, I'm going to write a song.
Where the song came from, to get, I guess, more specific, is I watched this guy come up, this first guy. I saw his son, I think it was his son, there standing there crying, his emotional moment, all that, and I thought, that's amazing. And then a little bit later, when, say, the third or fourth guy was coming out, and there was a caption at the bottom of the screen, it said, third man out, or fourth man out. And I thought, that would make a good song title, you know, fourth man. But I thought, well, what significance is there to the term fourth, right? So I thought, how about one man out, one man out? That would make a cool song title. So then I went over to the piano, and I just started singing this melody, this one man out of the ground kind of thing, just kind of running through my head. And it just started flowing from there. I think the whole song came in about half an hour.
Okay, you wrote a song. Mm-hmm. What's the next step?
I wrote the song, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. I like that. And then my wife, she's like, oh, you've got to record that. That sounds great. So, and I have a recording studio in my home, and like a project studio. And so I thought, okay. So I went downstairs that night, like later that night, and just threw some drum loops on there, it started playing with some different sounds and singing through it and stuff like that, and just kind of came up with a quick demo of the song. And then, you know, my wife was listening to it, and I'm not very good at promoting myself. It's not something I'm very good at. So my wife kind of pushed me through this whole process, meaning if she hadn't kind of pushed me and said, you got to get this out there, let's make a video, let's put it on YouTube, let's put it on Facebook. If she hadn't done that, it would probably just be still sitting in my head or on the computer.
But I'm glad she pushed. It's great. Yeah. It's great. I'm glad you shared it.
So I just made a quick video, put it on YouTube. First video I ever put on there. And then on Facebook, you just put a link up there. And of course, you know, you throw it out to your Facebook friends or whatever. And it kind of just took off. I was pretty overwhelmed by the response.
You've been alerting a few radio stations about it.
CHVN in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg has already played it. We're going to play it next. You can stay tuned. You mentioned your recording studio, and you obviously did this project as a one-man show. And I guess I hear your wife singing.
Yeah, that's my wife doing the background vocals.
Also singing. Yeah. But otherwise, you did everything?
I do have a band that I work with. And for this project, though, I had to basically put it together so quickly that I didn't have time to bring together.
Well, that's the magic of having this kind of technology in a spare room in your home now. You can actually put something together really fast.
Right, yeah.
So that's great. And then now you have a band. And what are you doing with them?
So I've got a couple guys, friends of mine, who I've worked with on different projects and done a lot of songwriting with over the last, 5-10 years, close friends of mine. But over the last year or so, we've gotten pretty serious about forming a band and setting some goals and that kind of thing. So it involves a close friend of mine. His name's Tyrone Wallman. He's from the Beausejour area here. He's a fantastic guitar player. And so he plays guitars, and he and I are co-write a lot of songs together, and we've done that for a few years. Another friend of mine who lives in Winnipeg, his name's Jason Johnson. He's a fantastic drummer. And And then my wife is involved as well, who does a lot of vocals. And we actually have started working with a young bass player who lives in Winnipeg. So we've written a lot of songs.
So you're in the process of writing, and you're probably doing some recording?
Yeah, we've recorded a lot of demos. We've probably written the parts of 40 or 50 songs, but we've probably finished about we've probably got about 12 to 14 songs that are completed or near complete, and we're basically going to narrow those down to do a final recording, which we should begin in the next month here or two.
Well, that sounds like an album.
That does, yeah. We will release a CD, hopefully sooner than later, although the process does take time when you've got careers and that kind of thing and families. It is a lot of work to do it well. But the goal would be to have a CD and then at that point perhaps be playing live to support the CD and hopefully have an online presence as well.
Well, I'm glad we had a chance to talk with you. It's nice to know we've got somebody right inside Beausejour who was moved by rescue of the Chilean miners, had the means and the wherewithal to record and release something so quickly and put it out there. And we get to say he's from our hometown, Beausejour. So, you know, maybe this thing is going to get big and go all around the world and you heard it here first.
Our band name is One Life.
One Life.
So all one word.
One Life.
Yeah, One Life.
Not W-O-N.
No.
O-N-E.
One Life.
Like yeah. The O'Neaters.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's that thought's crossed my mind. Great, great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming by, Colin. It's been great talking to you. We'll be on the lookout for more from Colin and his new band, One Life. And if you're listening to Town Radio, you're probably going to hear it before anybody else, because I'm going to make sure he's here when he's got a new CD to release. If you'd like to hear this interview again, you can listen right on townradio.ca. You'll see a little button to play it. And of course, the reason we're sitting here today is Colin's new song, One Man Out. You can also see a YouTube video on townradio.ca of that song. And we're going to play it for you right now. Here is One Man Out by local Beausejour resident Colin Graves. Enjoy.